Listen and Live Audio presents On Folly Beach by Karen White. Read for you by Lisa Brown. Prologue. Noblesville, Indiana, January 2009. Emmy awoke to the song of the wind in the bottle tree, to the black night and the winter chill, and knew Ben was gone from her the way the moon knows the ocean's tides. She'd been born with what her mother called the knowing, and until this night Emmy had never been afraid of it. But now the keening of the wind through the colored bottles bled through her bones and flashed behind her eyes like a newsreel, illuminating the one thing she'd never wanted to know. Lying awake in the stillness, Emmy began her grieving, missing already the way Ben's laugh started as a rumble in his throat, and the warmth of his hand on her hip as he slept, while she stayed awake to count her firsts and her lasts. She'd started this on the night Ben had kissed her for the first time all those years ago, tilting her face to his as a sunflower turns toward the sun, and as he lowered his head toward hers, she remembered thinking that this was the last time he'd kiss her for the first time. Emmy had assumed that everything with Ben would always be a litany of firsts, and for the most part they had been, except for saying goodbye. Since that first night, they'd made it a game between them, promising never to say goodbye to the other. It was insurance, Ben told her, that they would see each other again. Slowly, Emmy rose from her bed and walked out of her childhood bedroom.